Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, this is going to be a fun one. We've known we were going to have an opportunity to have this conversation for some time now, and it's here now.
I know. I'm excited to learn more.
Me too. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Global Practice Lead for Travel and Hospitality for a little firm some of you may recognize, J.D. Power, Mr. Rick Garlick. How are you, man?
Well, I'm just fine. Thank you so much. It's great to be on your show.
Now, Rick, can you share a little bit about J.D. Power? What are they doing for folks?
Sure. A lot of people think of us as the rankings people because they'll see advertising on television that show that Chevrolet was voted the top vehicle and some other awards such as that. But we actually do a lot more than just simply rank companies based on customer satisfaction ratings. We actually do a lot of advising in a number of sectors. Mm-hmm. That includes travel and hospitality, which is the area that I oversee.
And then what's an example of some of the things you do for your clients?
Well, you know, we really try to help improve performance. So we work, for example, in the airline industry, and that's, as you can imagine, an industry that could use some help in customer experience.
That's right.
Rental cars, hotels, destinations, of course, cruise lines, everything you can imagine. And we'll go in to look at why people choose or don't choose particular brands or experiences and then help them improve those experiences, such as we're going to talk about today with the City of Atlanta.
Right. So we're talking about the United States Destination Experience Study that you recently finished?
Correct. Correct. It's the first of its kind, actually, where we actually went in and applied our J.D. Power methodology to cities and the top tourist destinations in the U.S. as determined by Smith Travel Research.
Now, who would benefit from this type of research? Is it the government's chambers of commerce or the industry as well?
Well, one of the things I'm sure we'll get to is that tourism fuels the local economy. So I believe everybody benefits in this, in that if you can improve the tourist experience, a lot of the things that are used to improve the visitor experience benefit the citizens as well. So we had one city that didn't do particularly well in our study take this information back to their civil leaders and share it with them in order to get funding for improving the city and its potential as a destination.
Did you find in your research that a lot of cities consider tourism important, but they just aren't ranking well as they think?
Well, I think most cities have a convention and visitor bureau, right? So they consider it important to a certain extent, but what they may not realize is how much money it actually brings in. And we're talking billions of dollars that the tourism brings into a community. So that's serious money. And if they weren't looking at it before, we're hoping that after reading our study, they'll put more emphasis on tourism now.
Now, so we're here to talk about Atlanta specifically. So how did Atlanta do?
So I always like to put the most positive face on things, right? So Atlanta did not do particularly well.
That's the positive face? That was you putting the positive face on?
I'm going to talk about the things that it does well and where the opportunities are.
All right.
So, you never like to, do anything to, make a city look bad. But it was 1 point from the bottom ranked among 15 destinations in the South. Now, we look at cities by geographic region because, obviously you have the climate to consider, which nobody has control over other than God. And so we like to put everybody on a level playing field. As you'd imagine, southern cities did particularly well in our study overall because of the weather factor and the activities, and a lot of people will go there for their summer vacations and winter breaks. So the South did well. The Midwest did less so. So therefore, we like to just compare southern cities with southern cities.
That makes sense. Now, do if your city has access to the beach, do you win automatically? Like, is that bonus points?
No, not necessarily. But, we do know that activities are really important. So, for example, we do a weighted average, and we find that a city's activities, what they offer for the visitor to participate in represents the largest factor, if you will, or the largest component of the visitor experience. So, mm-hmm. if you do have a lot of activities, then you tend to do better than cities that don't.
Now, how do you kind of give weight to an activity? Like, how would like Disney World compare to, you know, getting a tour of a citrus farm? Like, both are activities that you can do in Orlando.
Yep. So this is interesting because what we looked at is obviously the cities that you'd engage in Orlando, you know, are different than what you would visit in Las Vegas or in Washington, D.C., where there are a lot of museums. So what we look at is we look at activities overall as it predicts the overall experience. And we do this with mathematical models. So it's not just simply, you know, our judgment, but there's a lot of math and statistics that go into looking at the weight of these particular activities. But one of the interesting things that we find is that if you like museums and you choose to view a museum, or visit a museum, you'll find that, you know, ratings for cultural activities is really pretty similar overall to, you know, the experience some people have when they partake in outdoor activities or sports activities or even theme parks. In other words, it's not that, you know, one type of activity rates higher. It's that if you like that activity and you choose to participate, that you'll rate it, you know, on a relative scale.
Now, are there just kind of buckets that tourists just put the different things that a tourist does? Like, is it like theme parks, museums, or culture, you know, food, you know, weather, or like, you know, nature stuff? Like, are there certain kind of just blanket things that everybody just kind of lumps tourism as?
Sure. I will give you the categories. We look at cultural activities, entertainment, sightseeing, and sports and adventure, and then conference and convention activities. So if you're hosting Comic-Con or even a business convention, we consider that an activity as well.
Mm-hmm. So now in Atlanta, so okay, what are some of the things that people like about Atlanta as from the view as a tourist?
Sure. So where Atlanta did well, you know, it really does well. The one place where it had a relative strength was in the overall conference experience. So Atlanta does conferences really well. Also, another place where Atlanta did well was on value for the money. So, for example, price paid on food and beverage and price paid for entertainment, that the tourists do consider it a pretty good value for the dollar spent.
Now, when you're looking at it, I mean, why do you lump in the convention part into the tourist element? Because I see a business travel as a different kind of constituent than a, you know, family traveler.
So we look at both. You know, we know that some people come to a city for a leisure experience and some for a business experience, right?
Right.
But with the popularity of large conferences, like, so for example, you know, Orlando is about to have, you know, the large Star Wars celebration next week and Comic-Con and some of these leisure conferences that people will go to. And they seem to be gaining in a lot of popularity. And so we see the conference business for leisure travelers as being significant. But a lot of times people will come to a city, particularly, you know, just specifically, I should say, to participate in a business conference.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they do come to a city, we want to take that into consideration as a large part of their experience. How well does the city provide a conference experience for that business traveler?
Mm-hmm. And so you said that was one of Atlanta's strengths.
You do well on conferences.
Now, from, you know, I guess a museum or that, what does that stuff called in your study, the museum
cultural.
Atlanta has been trying at least to have more of those museums pop up. Is that showing, or is this like, what was the window of time that this study occurred in?
Yeah, it actually was taken in 2016, so last year, and it was recent 3 months past visitors. So we captured most of 2016 or perhaps late 2015, and it actually did pretty well. Your city, you know, was a little bit around the average in terms of the South and, you know, what we see overall for cultural activity. So if this is an area that you're investing in and growing in, the numbers weren't bad for that particular aspect of the visitor experience.
Well, I would think that the people here would be disappointed because they just opened a college hall of fame. They opened a civil rights museum, like all within blocks of each other around the Coca-Cola, the World of Coca-Cola thing. So they have an area of town downtown that piled a bunch of museums, I'm sure, in an effort to serve the conference people because it's near where the conferences are. But I guess it's not showing up.
Keep in mind, again, sometimes things take a while to catch on, that you know, these are people coming from out of town who may not even be familiar with the fact that these activities exist.
Right.
But some of the cities that we look at, we see that, you know, there's a lot there that people don't take advantage of just simply because they aren't aware. So if these museums are new and popping up in the landscape, it gives a great opportunity for, you know, the city's marketing efforts to actively get out and promote those things.
Now, are you seeing any of the results of this kind of increase in movie and television production that's happening here? We just recently had a guest on that's now doing movie tours because The Walking Dead is a popular television show, mm-hmm. and she tours people around showing where they film and has some extras that are on the show come on in the tour bus, and a lot of Marvel movies are filmed here now. Is any of that kind of on the radar yet in the study?
We're not seeing that yet, you know, so I guess I would consider that, you know, let's call that sightseeing activities, right? So, you know, that might be considered either under entertainment or sightseeing. And in both cases, and again, this is certainly not to be critical, you know, Atlanta scores below the average for the South and, you know, below the average overall. But again, I look at the scores and, you know, their opportunity to grow those scores is certainly there. They're not bad scores. But, you know, given all that the city is doing, I would expect the next time we do this study that we'll see a significant increase in ratings for those sorts of things that you're describing.
But I would imagine that it's the case in a lot of cities, in Atlanta included, is that there are things there that might be interesting for tourism, but they're just not doing a good job getting the word out and kind of telling people the story to let them know that these things even exist.
Yeah, could not have said it better myself, because I'll tell you, here's the interesting thing that we find out, and this is not rocket science, obviously, but we find out that the more activities that people partake in, you know, the better their experience. So what we see is certain cities that we look at where there's a lot to do, but people don't participate in those activities. Why? They don't know about them.
Right.
So again, this is a great opportunity for Atlanta's Marketing and Convention and Visitor Bureau to really step up and get the word out on all the great things you're doing.
So is that like, so when you do this study, how does this help JD Power, you know, get more business by doing the, you know, by providing this research? That's great. But is there some consulting that you do to help people say, hey, you know, you didn't score great in this area. This is an area you might want to spend more energy and resources on. Do you help on that side?
Well, certainly, you know, convention and visitor bureaus have pretty significant budgets, particularly in cities where tourism is a major industry.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not a major industry, it should be, because again, when you get visitors coming in your city, they're bringing in a lot of extra money, and you know, they're investing in the local economy. So what we're trying to do is, we believe that the tourism research area is a huge area of opportunity for us to come in and help cities become better, not only for their visitors but also for their citizens. And for us, that gives us a really good sense of mission about what we do, that if we're helping communities, you know, bring more money in and give people a better taste of that Southern hospitality that I'm sure that the Georgians are famous for, then it really benefits us both from a personal standpoint and professional standpoint.
Now, for you as the practice lead, do you take this kind of general research and then go to like the convention bureaus in the different cities and say, let's do a deeper dive and then really get to the heart of what you guys are doing, and maybe we can bubble up some opportunities?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole idea is to drive improvement. And we are a performance improvement company. Again, we're all about experience. The visitor experience, and if we can help improve that, and then ultimately something I hope we can get to is just really what the economic return is of that.
That's right. Why don't we get to that? Tourism, you know, it sounds like kind of nice to have, but from what I'm hearing is that this can be a difference maker in a community if they can leverage their tourism properly, because it generates a lot of revenue, and it's revenue from outsiders coming in.
So absolutely correct. And let me just share the number with you, because it's going to be, I think, somewhat staggering for your listeners, that, you know, we do an exercise and we put this out in the media where if you can improve the people that rate their experience at 10, you know, on a 1 to 10 scale, they say my experience was a perfect 10. If you could increase the percentage of people who fall in that bucket by 5 percentage points, and this is for Atlanta, and look at the differential in spend between the people that, you know, have that delighted experience versus even people that were pleased with their experience, but not necessarily wowed. And then multiply that difference in spend by the 51 million visitors that the Convention and Visitor Bureau in Atlanta projects will visit over a year's time. That actually comes out to a $1.7 billion increase for the city of Atlanta in tourism revenues. So that's the story that we want people to hear.
And then do you have tips in order to maybe what's some low-hanging fruit ways in order to kind of increase and surprise and delight these people and get them to give you 10?
Well, like I said, the quality of activities and getting people to participate in those activities is really the critical factor. I was going to mention a couple areas where Atlanta struggled that I think are fairly easy fixes is in the areas of cleanliness and safety perceptions. And, you know, that really falls into what we call the infrastructure factor.
Right.
And, you know, you look at some of the cities that did well in our study, you know, like for example, Las Vegas topped our survey. And that doesn't surprise a lot of people, but Las Vegas, New York was the top rated Eastern city. You know, Miami did well. New Orleans did well. All those cities are cities that people would typically look at. And they've had over time the history of their image or reputation of not necessarily being particularly safe cities.
Right.
And yet they've been able to overcome that perception and create a more safe image for themselves and a more clean image. And even though we would think of those cities as not necessarily being either one of those, they've been able to compensate for that and therefore be able to drive up their visitor rating.
Yeah. And then when these ratings, do they correspond with the increase in tourism? So is there a correlation between if they're the cities that are scoring high are the cities that have the most tourists?
Yeah, absolutely. We look at, you know, all sorts of metrics like the intent to come back and the intent to recommend and all those sorts of things that, you know, researchers look at. And, you know, you see that there is a direct relationship between those sorts of things. And, you know, the other area where Atlanta really was challenged, and I don't think this is probably surprised a single Atlanta resident, was in how people rated the traffic conditions.
Right.
And that's one of those things that you might look at and say, well, what can you do about that? But there's even, there are certain cities that are experimenting with smart technology that really, you know, the lights are programmed around the traffic patterns. And, you know, there's even ways to perhaps even address some of those traffic congestion issues that the city might want to take a look at.
Right. It's interesting to me, first of all, from being from Miami and living in Atlanta and have traveled to Las Vegas a lot, how they rank, because it seems so, it's hard for me to believe that in Las Vegas, walking down the strip, people feel safer and it's cleaner than it is in walking down the street of Atlanta.
Perception, right?
Right. I understand perception and reality aren't the same thing necessarily.
Correct. So there's a halo. Like if you go to New York, or, you know, one of my hometowns is Detroit, and Detroit, as you'd imagine, is challenged with safety perceptions as well. But when you go down on a Saturday night to certain areas, there's a strong police presence. Lighting is very good, and some of those things that contribute to that perception of safety. Those are some of the things that, you know, our study has tips on perhaps what to look at.
So now, what can we do for you? How can we help you get the word out?
Well, I think you're doing it right now, giving us the opportunity to plead our case. And we're not just simply pleading the case for ourselves, but we're really pleading the case for the tourism industry. And, you know, again, we believe that it's a big economic driver that benefits. It creates jobs. It drives the economy. And a lot of times, as I think you referred to earlier in our conversation, it's seen as a nice to have, but it's not necessarily a primary focus. So some of the convention and visitor bureaus with whom we've worked have, you know, taken the study and looked at the economics and have really used it to make a case with their local officials on why this is such an important area to consider. So if you can drive more visitors to Atlanta and give them that great experience, it's going to really be a benefit to your citizens and to your local economy.
That's right, because there is lots to do and lots to see here. And it's funny because if you're in downtown area where a lot of the conventions are, and if you could literally just stay there the whole time and traffic would be a non-issue for you, and you would have a lot to do, especially on a weekend trip. I mean, people do it all the time.
Well, let me say this. There's two reasons why I'm going to come to Atlanta. One, I was already planning to come, is that I have a perfect record of visiting all the Major League Baseball stadiums.
New stadium.
And now I have a new one I have to check off my list. But that Walking Dead tour that you just described is something I've got to participate in.
Well, it's AtlantaMovieTours.com, I think, is the name of the company that are doing it. And they have multiple buses. They have a 9-hour tour I think they're working on where you can spend the whole day going. They used to have three separate tours, and they've combined it because the people are such super fans. They combined it to one long mega tour.
Well, you've just sold me. I'm in.
Well, if somebody wants to...
One more visitor coming to Atlanta.
See that? 51 million and one. Now, if somebody wants to get a hold of this study, whether they're here in Atlanta or at any of the other cities and working at the convention bureaus, where can they get a hold of it?
JDPower.com. Just contact us there, and... you can click on travel and hospitality, and it's got all of our contact information. Well, I was going to say, if I come to town, are you guys available to go out to dinner?
Absolutely. And Lee and I do know a place or two.
All right. Well, so you're going to hear from me. I promise you.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor. Our guest today, Rick Garlick with JD Power, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.